From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Sustainability has become a major buzzword in the corporate world. In 2015-2016, 80% of Fortune 500 companies produced sustainability reports, and 70% reported their carbon footprints last year. But not all sectors are equal in this regard. Healthcare companies are some of the largest companies in the U.S., but a new analysis finds they are lagging when it comes to sustainability efforts. Emily Sine is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Medicine and Public Health at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, and she's the lead author of that new analysis. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about the carbon footprint of the healthcare industry. Just how big is it?
It's big, probably much bigger than most people realize. It represents about 10% of greenhouse gas emissions, and then a tremendous amount of waste, both hard waste, toxic waste, and utilization of resources at a level that probably distinguishes it from almost any other economic sector.
Really? I mean, when you're talking about that waste, you noted in your analysis nearly 7,000 tons of hospital waste daily. Has that been increasing over time? Is that just a function of how many people and procedures are moving through the healthcare system, or has it gotten more resource intensive over time?
Well, as you know, healthcare is incredibly high tech, and it's also very resource hungry. If you think about what goes on in a hospital, beds turn over every day. There's constant medications coming in and out of the health system. The energy needs of a hospital are twice that of a normal building. So the sheer utilization of resources, if you just visualize a hospital room and a surgical suite, is incredibly intense. Now, whether it's going up or down, it's hard to say, because one of the big problems we identified in this analysis is there is no reporting on this. There's no formal reporting on greenhouse gas emissions from many large healthcare organizations, and certainly not on waste. So unlike other economic sectors, healthcare isn't doing those things. So I can't give you firm numbers on where they stand, you know, in a trend fashion.
Now, we've already said that the healthcare sector is lagging, but if you compare the healthcare sector to, you know, Fortune 500 companies just as a benchmark, 80% or 79% of Fortune 500 companies creating these sustainability reports, how much is the healthcare sector lagging?
Well, we looked specifically at healthcare organizations that qualify as large. And by that, we looked at those that are on either on a Fortune 500 list, S&P 500, or are the largest employers in any given state. So as our comparator, we had all the other Fortune 500 companies, S&P 500 companies, and other industries that are the largest employers in any given state. So we really compared healthcare organizations to similarly large economic entities. And healthcare sector is far, far behind. Even some of the worst polluters you can imagine, such as extraction, the extraction industry, the mining industries, they report in a much more robust way. In fact, they report, period. And many in the healthcare sector don't report at all.
I mean, those extraction fossil fuel companies, though, have also been facing some pretty intense shareholder pressure to report climate change vulnerabilities, climate impacts. You know, healthcare industries, healthcare companies are not set up that way with shareholders and to have that kind of pressure. So where would the pressure come from in trying to get healthcare companies to report like this?
Sure. That's not exactly correct. There are publicly traded healthcare companies. In fact, there are at least three, that qualify as S&P or Fortune 500 companies. So where is the pressure coming from? I also want to add that when you look at the largest employers in different states, many times it's the educational system that is the largest employer in a given state, and the university systems, if you will. And many of those report and they don't have shareholders. So, yes, you're right. Shareholder pressure drives much of what happens on Wall Street. No question about it. If you're a publicly traded company, this is something you must be doing if you're going to be in the game, because the shareholder pressure is there. But that's not uniform. And so we can't say, oh, all companies that don't have shareholder pressure aren't doing this, because that's not true. Many entities that do not have shareholders report.
You know, in the example of universities and higher education institutions, a lot of that pressure has been coming from the students themselves in the system. And it seems curious that, in fact, over the past few years, we've increasingly heard from doctors about the health risks and the health impacts of climate change. You could say, okay, Hurricane Florence, you know, one example, extreme weather being an extreme example of that, but also the risks of infectious diseases and respiratory disorders and all sorts of other things that could come along with climate change. Do you feel like there is pressure or a desire on the part of doctors to see their own industry be more sustainable?
Yes, I do believe. We don't mean to indict the entire healthcare sector, because there's no question that there are many organizations that probably aren't as large as those that we analyzed. In fact, I know they're not as large as those that we analyzed, that are very, very committed to sustainability, reducing their carbon footprint, being vocal advocates for the health impacts of climate change and trying to make a difference. Here's the problem. You can't manage what you don't measure. So if you're not measuring it, even if your intentions are good, it's in an inadequate response to it. And that's what we wanted to point out. So I do believe there's a lot of energy within the healthcare sector among specific physicians and many healthcare organizations that deserve credit for being leaders in this area. Problem is, it's not enough. If you are economically large enough to be on the Fortune 500 list or the S&P 500 list, you should be doing what everybody else is doing, which is counting how many tons of carbon you're putting in the air, how much waste you're making, just like every other sector. Now, CSR, or corporate social responsibility, environmental reporting, it's not perfect yet, but it's what we've got. And I think the thing that's missed here is the economic gain from you know, doing a broad analysis of your organization, saying, look, we can save money and do good by the planet. That's the piece that's missing. I don't know why that is, but that's what our analysis showed. So, you know, things are sort of the bottom up. Some of the smaller organizations are there. They're making it happen, but they're probably not reporting. So, again, we specifically looked at what are you reporting. If you're not reporting on it, it's there's no way to judge. And that's why shareholders are so anxious for this. They want numbers. What have you done? What are your plans? What's your strategy? Why should I invest in you if you don't have a 5-year plan to manage your climate risk? We believe healthcare organizations should get on board with that. In fact, it's a tremendous opportunity to lead in this area, because at the end of the day, our mission, our widget, if you will, in healthcare is human health. And climate change, the biggest impact is going to be on human health. If you look what's happened in North Carolina, there's going to be tremendous long-term impact from those floods, just beginning with the mental health impacts of those floods, not to mention a host of other things that have come about, that will come about as a consequence.
Is it possible that you mentioned some of the smaller companies perhaps taking action but not necessarily reporting on it? Is it possible that that's happening across the board, that healthcare companies really are taking their carbon footprint, their environmental footprint and climate risks seriously and taking action but not necessarily reporting out on it?
It's entirely possible. But again, if you don't have a basic measure and you don't report on it, there's no way that anyone can make a judgment about the reality of what you're doing. That's why Wall Street, the business world, is so committed to this. In fact, the two largest asset managers in the world, Vanguard and BlackRock, have doubled down with the CEOs of the companies they invest in, telling them, we're not going to invest in you if you don't demonstrate your at least how much carbon you're putting out, what your strategies are to manage climate risk. So, yes, they could be doing it, very well could be. But you can't be doing it well if you can't demonstrate some very basic numbers, such as how much carbon did you put out last year? What's your strategy to reduce it by X percent over what period of time? Really basic stuff.
When you actually think about what accounts for the environmental footprint of healthcare, you know, hospitals have twice the energy demands. Not surprising, they're running a lot of electrical devices and for that matter, just have to have the lights on around the clock. And they could probably be getting that electricity from renewable sources. But when you look at things like the water or the waste or the pollution footprint of healthcare, you know, do we want to go back to glass bottles to hold blood and plasma instead of plastic bags? I mean, how do you actually start to cut down the environmental footprint of healthcare?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of activity in that area, actually, although probably most people don't know about it. Healthcare Without Harm has been around for quite some time now and has been very active in looking at how we manage the resources we consume in the healthcare, you know, just the day-to-day business of taking care of patients. So there's a lot of activity in that area. Listen, we'll never get to zero, but we can do better than we're doing now, and we can do better than we're doing now by creating uniform measures and analyzing them over time and sharing best practices. Some of that is going on, no question about it. But I can't tell you who's really doing what because there is no uniform reporting system like there is in the business world. In the business world, there's well-established norms for reporting your environmental, social, and governance practices. In the healthcare world, that's not happening.
We have heard a lot in the past couple of years about the cost of healthcare, and you know the prices that individual patients are paying both for insurance and for actual healthcare. Could being more sustainable help with that, or is it likely to make healthcare even more expensive?
Well, that's an excellent question because it forces you to pull the thread even more to see where you wind up. And if you look at the ways that we can address carbon output, many of the things we can do to reduce our carbon output in health systems and in our communities lead to better health. If we create better, safer streets for walking, we bike more, we use less cars, we advocate for healthy foods, we advocate for community cohesion, and the healthcare industry champions those things, it's a win-win on both levels. That's what's so great about it. You improve your carbon footprint by aggressively looking at all the ways you can empower your patients and your employees, you're improving health. So these things go hand in hand. And there's a tremendous opportunity here to put that front and center and to focus more on human well-being and enhancing health, incorporating sustainability with that will help your patients. It will help your clinical outcomes. If your patients are walking more, they're having access to healthier foods, they're not going to need as many diabetes medicines. They're not going to need as many heart surgeries. So does that make sense how those things are linked?
It sounds like you're saying the best way to reduce the environmental footprint of healthcare is to make sure that fewer people need to utilize healthcare services.
That's exactly right. If we focus on the things we already know improve human health, we will reduce our carbon footprint uniformly in our food systems and beyond.
Emily Sine is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Medicine and Public Health at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai and lead author of a new analysis showing that the healthcare industry is lagging behind the rest of the corporate world when it comes to sustainability reporting. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, seeing opposing views on social media can actually increase polarization. Learn more after the break.